On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has urged communities to stop idolizing criminals and support police in fighting crime.
Because if you adore these criminals, you're just encouraging them to do more criminal activities. And by so doing, they're not only killing the police alone, but they're killing community in general. So if you look at the stats, the numbers of police officers killed, yes, you might argue that it's a lot, but as compared to general public.
Mkhwanazi spoke to Newswatch on the sidelines of a police golf day in Mount Edgecombe aimed at raising funds for the SAPS Education Trust Fund. The fund supports the educational needs of children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu was also at the event in Umhlanga and revealed that 6.6 million rand was raised for the fund last year.
These children remain alone. They have no one to look after, and therefore the fund becomes a parent. It performs the duty of parenting for those children by paying for their school needs, for their children's needs as they grow up, but particularly school, because out of everything that you can do for a child, if you give a child education, you are giving her or him everything that they would need.
While the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure has welcomed the signing into law of the expropriation bill by the President, the Minister has vowed to ensure the Act is not abused and that property rights remain protected. Deputy Minister Sihle Zikalala says the legislation paves the way for expropriation in public interest and is fully aligned with the Constitution. He says it's the culmination of the country's long struggle history and will take South Africa on the path of economic transformation and inclusive economic growth. Zikalala added that the new legislation will enhance the delivery of infrastructure development programs. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson says regulations will safeguard against misuse and ensure the expropriation process follows constitutional and legal guidelines. Another suspected illegal miner has died in hospital in the northwest. The provincial health department says the man, identified as Johnny Shingani, was part of the cohort of 33 people admitted to the Klerksdorp Tshepong Hospital last week, Tuesday. They were rescued from a shaft at the disused Buffelsfontein mine in Stilfontein. Currently, only 17 people extracted from the mine in the police operation remain in hospital. And Storm Erwin has brought record-breaking wind speeds to Ireland. Gusts of 183 kilometers per hour have been registered. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train routes closed. Sky's Stephen Murphy is in County Clare.
Large parts of the West Coast in particular are like deserted ghost towns. The last we heard is approaching 600,000 premises here in Ireland without power, which ESB Networks, the provider here, says is simply unprecedented.
The top story, KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has urged communities to stop idolizing criminals and support police in their fight against crime. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.